Order, it's July 12th, Thursday, 2018. And if we can have the clerk call the roll, please. Lisa, that's you.
Representative Kawasaki?
Here.
Representative Seaton?
Here.
Representative Sponholz?
Here.
Representative Johnston?
Here.
Representative Ortiz, alternate? Representative Josephson, Vice Chair?
Here. Here.
Senator McKinnon? Senator Bishop?
Here.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Hoffman? Senator Von Imhoff, alternate?
Here.
Senator Stedman, Chair?
Here.
9 members present.
We have a quorum today to conduct business. We have, first up is an approval of the agenda, and we have a modification. May I have a motion, please, with the modification?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda as amended, and I think the amendment is to move item 4D, sexual harassment policy, under item 5. Or
is that what the chair wants? Yes. Yes, we're going to move that item to the end of the calendar today after executive session to deal with that. We have a motion to approve the agenda as amended. We have objection.
Objection.
Okay. We have an objection. Go ahead and speak to your objection, please.
Is Chris in the room, Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
I have one question on page 6 on the minutes.
Well, you want to go ahead and identify yourself first for the record.
Senator Bishop.
Senator Bishop, and you have a question on the
minutes on page six.
Okay.
I just need a little clarification, and that's it.
Just hold it a second. Your objection is on the minutes of a meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is the next item on the calendar.
Okay. I thought
you were adopting the agenda.
I removed my objection.
Okay, we have the objection removed. Do we have further objection on the modified agenda? Hearing and seeing none, we'll accept the agenda as modified. Move to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the June 5th, 2018 meeting. Rep. Josephson, could you do a motion and then...
Mr. Chair, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the June 5, 2018 meeting as presented.
And I'll object for discussion. Senator Bishop, you have issue in the minutes. Could you please address that?
It's on page 6. Ms. Curtis was talking about the MAT-MAID audit, but I'm not concerned about that. I was just wanting to get clarification. She says, she added that she also anticipates there will be a special audit of the Gas and Development Organization ready by September or October, and I'm just wanting a little more clarification for me, Gas and Development Organization, which one or...
Okay, she has come to the table. I'll have her address that if she could identify herself for the record and help us with that, please.
Yes, for the record, this is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. Senator Bishop, through the chair, we do have an ongoing audit on the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation.
That's all I needed to know. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure I got it spelled out now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and move my objection for the adoption of the minutes.
Chairman, I'm going to object as well.
Okay.
So that section right there, Ms. Curtis just clarified exactly what she meant. And actually that should probably say Gas Development Corporation or AGDC or something that makes it more clear to the average person. I think Senator Bishop pointed out very confusing phrase.
ahead and suggest that we have an objection on the objection. So let's pick your sentence, and if you could, Senator, and change, and we'll fix it.
Page 6, June 5, 18 minutes. Ms. Curtis is quoted at under the 3:11:16 p.m. It's the third paragraph under that time frame, and it's the last sentence. She added that she also anticipates there will be a special audit of the, and here I suggest, AGDC, or Alaska Gasline Development Corporation, to replace gas and development, and leave the word organization ready by September or October.
Okay. And we have a motion to adjust the verbiage of the minutes to clearly delineate the paragraph referenced on 3:11:16 on Ms. Curtis, clearly delineate AGDC. We have objection to that modification. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and make that modification to clarify that in the written minute. So then let's come back to the verbiage. Do we have further objection to the adoption of the minutes? Seeing none, I guess first I forgot to ask, so you remove your objection.
Thank you. I remove my objection.
So we've got that objection removed. We have further objection. Hearing seeing none, let's go ahead and adopt them. The minutes of June 5th, 2018. We'll move on now to the executive session as amended in the adoption of the minutes. Request and have a motion from the Vice Chair, please.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 of the Alaska Legislature and Alaska Statute 2420301. The purpose of the executive session is to consider, first, to release the final statewide single audit for FY17. Second, release the final audit of the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, FY17 Annual Report. And third, the preliminary audit of the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Board of Marine Pilots Sunset.
We have a motion to move into executive session. I'll also ask, do we have any objection to that? And before we go into executive session, I'll ask that the following folks remain in the room, the legislative auditor and necessary staff for legislative audit. As always, all legislators on and not on the committee, and the committee staff to committee members. And we will stand at ease while we clear the room. We're now at ease. Can you please call the roll?
Representative Kawasaki?
Here.
Representative Seaton?
Here.
Representative Sponholz? Representative Johnston?
Here.
Representative Ortiz, alternate?
If we can hold it for a second, I think you need to repeat Representative Sponholz.
Representative Sponholz?
Physically here.
Here.
Let me continue.
Thank you. Representative Ortiz, alternate? Representative Josephson, Vice Chair.
Here. Here.
Senator McKinnon. Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Von Imhoff, alternate.
Here.
Senator Stedman, Chair.
Here.
9 members present.
We have a quorum. For just as a reminder for those listening to the recorder, this is the July 12, 2018 meeting. Come out of the executive session at 6 p.m. and set for 11 a.m. And we have a motion from the Vice Chairman.
I move that the committee approve the release of the preliminary audit for the Board of Marine Pilots to the agency for formal comment.
And I will object for comments. Christian, well, just for the public, you want to identify what we're doing here?
Yes. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. Members have before them a sexual harassment policy.
This is a Marine pilot.
Oh, Marine pilot. Sorry.
We just have a motion and no discussion in public hearing about these audits and the release of.
Oh. So the Board of Marine Pilots is going to be released preliminary to the agencies for formal comment. And the two final audits are going to be released to as final public documents.
I'll remove my objection of the motion, the preliminary audit release of the Marine Pilots. We have further objection. Seeing none, that motion passes. Next motion, please.
I move that the committee approve the release of the final audit for the Regulatory Commission of Alaska FY17 annual report to the public.
We have objection for the release of the audit for the RCA final audit. Hearing and seeing none, and that motion passes. Next item.
I move that the committee approve the release of the final statewide single audit for fiscal year 17 to the public.
And I'll object for just a quick explanation from the head auditor just on the timing, if anybody listening to that, delay timing, or just in brief.
Yes. What you have before you, this is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor, is the statewide single audit for FY17. That audit was due to the federal government by March 31st. It was delayed for three reasons. First, the financial audit was delayed. Our opinion was issued at the beginning of February, and it was due mid-December, mainly because of the new state accounting system and the issues surrounding that. Secondly, it was delayed because there was a high number of recommendations, 78, and they had to be written after the financial audit was done, so those didn't get out until end of March. And then thirdly, the Department of Health and Social Services federal programs were audited by an outside auditor, and that report was submitted to us in May, 6 months late, so significantly after the March 31st deadline.
Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the motion. We have further objection to the motion. Hearing none, that motion passes. That concludes the work we did in executive session. We have one item left on the agenda. That's dealing with the sexual harassment policy work that the legislative groups have been working on the last several years, last year, I think the last several months. Can I have a motion, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee approve the adoption of the sexual harassment policy for all legislative budget and audit employees other than those for legislative audit.
I'll object for discussion. Ms. Curtis, could you please explain what we're doing here today?
Yes, for the record, this is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. So a general sexual harassment policy applicable to all legislative employees was adopted by Legislative Council this past session. However, Legislative Council does not set personnel rules for Legislative Budget Not Committee employees per Alaska Statute 2420-061. So there really is no compelling reason to alter this policy for LBNA employees except for legislative audit. So I do recommend that the committee adopt that Legislative Council policy. But for legislative audit, we must maintain our independence and both to ensure our actions are unbiased both in appearance and in fact. To ensure our independence, legislative audit reports directly to this committee, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. In general, the Legislative Council's sexual harassment policy complaints are directed to the Legislative Affairs Agency, and the complaints can also be filed with the House Chief Clerk, the Senate Secretary, the Senate President, Speaker of the House. So this process totally circumvents the LBNA Committee when there's complaints with legislative audit, which is inappropriate in this specific instance. So to address this, we took that Dutch Council policy and we tailored it for specifically for legislative audit to ensure harassment complaints are reported to the legislative auditor and or the chair of the LBNA committee. So a sexual harassment policy, you all have a copy of that. We took the Ledge Council policy and we made the minimal changes necessary to tailor legislative audit. summary of the changes. Basically, given that the legislative audit policy is only for legislative audit employees, all the references to legislators was taken out. There's all these sections for what to do if there was a legislative complaint. We changed the LAA human resource manager references to appointing authority, and for legislative audit employees, appointing authority as a legislative auditor, and for complaints against myself would be the LBNA chair. Although employees have the ability to go to the chair directly, not just teams. Added a reference to a standard complaint form. The LAA human resource manager created a standard form to file complaints, and that looks great to us, and we just tailored that form to legislative audit. Under the formal reporting section of that policy, limited the reporting to the appointing authority or the LBNA chair. And under the investigation section, we identified that the appointing authority or the LBNA chair may hire an outside investigator at their discretion. This includes asking the LAA human resource manager to do the investigation. So there's no changes in definitions or timelines or any of the other content of the policy.
We wanted to keep everything in sync. There'll be a motion, following motion here from the vice chair. Senator Geisler.
Mr. Chairman, I just had a question from Ms. Curtis. In the second paragraph on the first page, you do use the word legislative, because all legislative branches, please, and legislators, willingly, et cetera, et cetera. So why did you include and legislators specifically for OB? On the policy itself?
Yes.
Page one, second paragraph. Yeah, it's to the first paragraph, too. I didn't see the need to change anything that says it's the policy of the legislature itself to maintain a workplace's free of legal discrimination. I kept those two policy because it's a policy of the legislature itself. And then it's true, the second paragraph is true, that all legislative branch employees, the legislators, and only a few of those. I could change it. You're right. I was hesitant to changing as little as possible in the actual policy. And because this was more background information on the need for the policy, I didn't take anything to that as I was trying to minimize it.
Mr. Chairman, as I read the rest of the sentence, it talks about violation of this policy will be subject to action as described policy. And so I think it's inappropriate to have and legislators in the second paragraph, first sentence. It looks like fifth and sixth words.
Can I speak to this? I think Senator Beeson may have a point, but I'm just curious, and I should smart enough to figure this out. Ms. Curtis, if a legislator harassed a member of your staff, the complaint presumably would be brought by a member of your staff. Harassed, and how would that proceed?
Proceed under the Ledge Council policy. This complaint would be against the legislator. And I agree. I think if we took that first sentence and changed it to all legislative audit employees, got rid of and legislators, it would read, so all legislative audit employees who knowingly instigate or participate in harassment in violation of this policy will be subject to disciplinary action described in the policy. Yeah. I would if that's an appropriate change.
And you want to make that amended motion? Sound fine?
As amended.
No. So.
Mr. Chair, I guess I'm just thinking about, I think that Senator Giesel's point is a fair one, but as I'm thinking about the experience of a legislative audit employee who may have an experience and would be going to this document for clarification about, you know, what is okay and what is not okay, we might need a little more transparency with regard to the fact that legislators are not allowed to, you know, harass employees, but that if a legislator, if, you know, you've been harassed by a legislator, that you go to Ledge Council. we may need to be more explicit in this policy. If legislative audit employees are looking to this policy for guidelines and direction, it's not clear that if you're harassed by a legislator, you would go to the Ledge Council as opposed to this policy, I think. Through the chair,
I guess that never dawned on me because they don't interact with legislators directly. That's my role. I need to be with them. Mm-hmm. I guess it could happen, I suppose. It comes to mind particularly because we have actually had instances where legislators have been accused of sexual harassment which took place
outside.
Not in the building.
Yeah.
Juneau is a small town.
Mm-hmm.
There was a specific instance this last year where Laura legislator
mm-hmm.
was
mm-hmm.
Involved in incidents that were outside of the building. It was taken through, official reporting channels. And so I think I would be more comfortable if we were explicit in this document that in this, in the case, I think I might just need a little bit more.
How about a reference, like another sentence at the end saying complaints involving legislators or other legislative employees, please see the Ledge Council policy adopted on ...
I would feel more comfortable with that, and then I think
we can insert that sentence that all right there. It's after the second paragraph. In its own paragraph,
mm-hmm.
to draw attention.
Thank you. Go ahead and remove my objection for the adoption of the motion, and let's go back and amend the policy. We're going to have two amendments here. We'll try to keep it straight. So we, Mr. Vice Chairman, if you could give us the first amendment.
Sure. What I think makes more sense is for Senator Diesel to make her motion,
okay. And
then separately for Representative Spunkins to make a motion.
Okay. The Vice Chairman wants to skate, so we will go to Senator Diesel if you could state that, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the sexual harassment policy for legislative budget and audit employees be changed. The second paragraph sentence should read, all legislative audit employees who knowingly instigate or participate in harassment in violation of this policy will be subject to disciplinary action as described in this policy. So removing the word and legislators, the two words, and adding legislative audit in place of legislative branch.
Okay, so I will object. Well, I don't need to object for discussion. I'll ask if there's any objection to the adoption. We've already discussed it. Objection to the adoption of the proposed language. Hearing and seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt that in. And the next item or the next adjustment will come from Representative Funnels. If you could verbalize and specify the insertion of that in the paragraph.
Thank you, Chair Stedman. At the end of paragraph 2, we'll add a new sentence that says complaints involving non-legislative audit staff or legislators should be filed according to the Legislative Council anti-sexual harassment policy. And if we can insert the statute number at that point.
Or the date it was adopted.
The date it was adopted. All right. Insert the date that it was adopted.
Okay. We have a motion to include an additional paragraph. Do we have objection? Seeing and hearing none, we're going to adopt that. That brings us back to the main motion. Do we have objections to the main motion as amended? Hearing and seeing no objection. We'll go ahead and adopt that as a policy. We have one more motion from the Vice Chairman.
Committee approved the adoption of the sexual harassment policy for Legislative Audit Division staff as amended today twice and is presented to the committee.
And I'll object for discussion. Chris. Ms. Curtis, could you explain why we're doing this division of staff?
To the chair, Curtis, legislative auditor. So this additional policy is necessary to ensure legislative audit sexual harassment complaints are funneled through to the LBNA committee as opposed to the Senate president or the Speaker of the House or any other LAA personnel, so we can maintain our independence and be free from influence from outside entities.
I'll remove my objection to the amendment. A further objection to the amendment? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. That concludes our meeting today. I'd like to thank everybody for coming and attending and helping with the quorum. We are working on a couple more meeting times coming up. We're trying to be cognizant of everybody else's schedule and other actions going on between now and January. Ms. Curtis, could you give us a rough idea of the next meeting that we're discussing?
Yes, we are looking at September 10th, which is a Monday. That's the first Monday after the Labor Day weekend week. Next, possibly looking at the end of October, possibly October 29th.
And these are flexible. We're trying to just stick something on the calendar. We'll be taking the normal polling. And one thing I just realized, the date, the Monday right after Labor Day weekend, the Labor Day weekend holiday, that Monday, you know, sometimes that's problematic, so if they want to see if we can't bump that back a day. But we'll get in contact with the meeting members, and that's a general frame. Oh, then we're okay. Okay, then we're fine. I don't need a whole week to recover from my camping. Just a day. A day for my vacation.
You really care about the working
man. Yeah, I do. I do. We labor long. I didn't have the calendar in front of me. Well, that concludes today. Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.